First of all, just why are you running for the Macomb School Board?
Having grown up around here, this is home. My entire life has been spent in Macomb, and having majored in education and spent basically my whole life in school, either as a student or teaching, and the number of children my wife and I've had, our grandchildren, I just felt like that a good place for me to be able to give back would be the school board. I thought there's no better spot to be in to really maybe have an influence. So that's really my only agenda.
And you're actually currently on the board filling out an unexpired term. When were you appointed?
I was appointed last June. I took Matt Bierman's position. Mm-hmm. So I submitted just some information and a letter to the school board, and that's what they based their decision off of.
And apparently you enjoyed it enough that you're running for a full term now?
I have enjoyed it. It's, well, as I said, being in this community all my life, I always had an idea of maybe what a school board member would do, and I had no idea what all I would get to see, how far-reaching the school district is, the number of things that the board is responsible for. I've just found it intriguing, obviously enough to want to go ahead and pursue a four-year term.
And what is it that you now teach at Western?
I'm in the accounting and finance department, and I've taught a variety of finance courses, but in about the last 5 years, my primary emphasis has been on financial health. It's Finance 101. It's a general ed course, but I helped develop all of the curriculum for that, and I teach most semesters 5 sections of that. And then this semester I'm teaching a real estate class, which is another passion of mine. But I get to see all types of students with all levels of experience, and it is wonderful to see them change as they start to gain some knowledge of personal finance and how they can apply it to their lives.
What grade would you give to the Macomb School District's financial health?
I would give them an A. I've been very, very surprised. Not that I had reason to question it. I've just been very impressed by the different the financial strength of the district and the different measures that have been implemented to be able to take care of our buildings. Very impressed. And I think Dr. Toomey has done a really good job along with previous board in establishing what I see as a very sound financial district.
So you think it's in the district is in good financial position to build and open a new middle school?
I do. We spent a lot of time looking at the costs, the cash flow of it. The 1 cent sales tax really helps make a big difference. And so I do feel like that we're in a good position to be able to do that.
And do you think it's something the district needs?
I do. We've had different remodeling projects going on, but with the prospects of maybe a new middle school, I think that is important. I think it'll be good to be able to separate junior high from senior high students. I think another added benefit is the way that the existing high school is set up. The ability to possibly expand in our science area and help our students have more opportunities for the future. So I see it as accomplishing several different items.
Why do you think it's important to separate junior high school students from senior high school students?
I think there's just enough of a difference in age, and I know that might sound funny thinking about an eighth grader versus a ninth grader, but But I just think that senior high students have access to different life experiences, maybe different opportunities that junior high students don't. And I just see the potential of some negative influences. And I don't mean all. I'm not implying that all are bad. I just think there is enough of an age difference there. And those two junior high years are important in the formation of those young people's lives that's different from high school.
Did you go to junior high and or senior high at that building?
I did. I went to senior high there. Mm-hmm. So I was there from freshman through my senior year, yes. And at that time, then the junior high was over where Edison is at now.
So as a product of the Macomb School District, what do you see the district doing differently now than perhaps when you were in school? Or is it pretty much the same thing?
I would say it's pretty much the same thing. The school district did have more elementary buildings back then. Myself, I attended Lincoln School, which was a K through 6 building. So building-wise, things are different now, and I don't think worse, just different. And I think the district has made some good moves as enrollment began to decline. And I think they've also done an outstanding job of repurposing some of the buildings that used to be K through 6 into other facilities. So I don't see a lot of differences there, and probably when I was attending there being a student, it was hard for me to know what was going on from the standpoint of administration. I just know that I had a really good experience. I felt like there was the right kind of balance with administration and oversight of students. And so I'm very, very grateful for my educational experience in this school district.
Would you like to see a greater emphasis on STEM subjects, or do you think the district is adequately offering those to students now?
Honestly, I'm not really aware of what the curriculum is. I think my limited tenure on the board, I don't feel like I'm in a position to address that. But I do think the STEM subjects are very important today. We want to see our students graduate with the best opportunities possible in preparing them for college education. But I also like the balance of I know some of the other programs. And in fact, FFA is one of those. I was in FFA my freshman through senior year and even continued on as a state FFA officer. And I have been so very pleased to see the development of the ag department. That was just outstanding when I was growing up. So I'm pleased with that.
Regarding technology, the district is using that now on snow days so that it's not losing those days and having to make them up at the end of the school year. What are your thoughts on that concept?
I think with the kind of winter that we've experienced, I think it was a fantastic alternative. I would imagine if we were to rely on that more, and I don't have any idea if that's something that will be pursued in the future or not. I think this year there have been some extenuating circumstances with the weather. I don't see a problem with it. I do think we would need to make sure that all students have access to the technology needed to be able to obtain those assignments, complete those assignments. If they don't all have access to technology, then I don't think that's right. I think everyone should have equal access.
Is the district adequately addressing that issue? Because not everybody has that access to technology. So do you think the district is doing enough to help students who don't have that at home?
That's really something I don't feel like I'm in a position to comment on that, again, because of my limited experience. I have listened to some of the conversations, and I know that is something that the superintendent as well as the board are interested in pursuing, maybe championing that effort to determine how we can establish equity amongst throughout the student population and those families, whether that's helping to train parents and guardians, helping to make that technology available. So I do think that it is something that is a challenge and something that will need to be addressed.
What about, is there anything you would like to see the school district add?
That's a fantastic question. Not at the present time that I can think of. Again, as I become a little more familiar with the curriculum and the different buildings and their offerings, I may be in a better position to address that. I have been really impressed listening to some of the administrators talk from Lincoln School, from the Edison Building, and different one-on-one rooms that they have established, some of the interventions with maybe higher need students. And I was very pleased to see that that is in place. And then going forward, as I gain more experience, I hope to be in a better position to answer that question.
Same thing with anything the district should subtract?
No, not that I can think of at this point in time, no.
What about should the district remain as is, or should it be looking at perhaps consolidating with neighboring districts?
I think that's something that we have to be open to. Being the largest community throughout this county, I think we need to be open to it and be willing to accept schools that would want to come into our district. I also believe, though, that we don't want to push ourselves onto other school districts. I think that we need to be respectful of their backgrounds. I know that the educational programs are important to each one of those communities and represent a significant part of their communities. So to me, there needs to be a balance there. We should be open. We should always be prepared to engage in discovery conversations. But I don't think we should be out there trying to incentivize them to come into our district.
You satisfied with the diversity among the administration and staff at the Macomb School District, or do you think more could be done?
I think there's probably more that can always be done. I'm not quite sure of the level of diversity that exists. But I do think no matter the race, I don't think it should matter. I think we should be always open to hiring the best candidates possible. That's going to be important for our school district. So to me, we need to be open to that. And wherever there can be an opportunity, then we need to leverage that opportunity.
You think it's important to have that sort of a racial mix for students to see?
I do. I think that is very crucial. I think that's part of a student's development process, that they see not only in their own families, their community, but their school district as well, that we are diverse, that we are accepting of, again, all races, creeds. That's important.
Why should someone vote for you to serve a full term on the Macomb School Board?
My background in education, both undergraduate training in education, as well as my experience in teaching education, the background that I bring from this community, having been a student here and now a working adult, someone whose children have went through the district, whose grandchildren are currently attending and will be for a number of years. I think that is important as a board member. I also feel like my background in finance, from being a loan officer, from running my own business, I think that is important. But overall, I'm vested in this community. I have no ulterior motives, no agenda. I want what is best for this school district.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.